The biomedical research Trudeau Institute has been in the Adirondacks for over a century, but officials had considered moving the research facilities out of state. That has been prevented with the announcement Wednesday by Governor Cuomo that New York will provide funding to link the Trudeau Institute with Clarkson University.
Trudeau, Master of Basic Research, Medical Research, Infectious Disease Research, Clarkson, Master of the High Tech and Engineering Research, bring those two institutions together. The state will invest $20 million over 3 years, total investment $35 million over 3 years. We're going to keep the 80 jobs, and we believe we will create hundreds of jobs in this new institution.
Citing its charm and economic potential, Governor Cuomo, while not handing out any money, promised the village of Saranac Lake help from the state for economic development projects.
The Hotel Saranac has great potential. There's a potential for a development on Lake Flower. If we get Hotel Saranac renovated and the right best institute that we can have there, it would be something special, and I think it'll start to turn around Saranac. And we're going to do everything we can to make a new Hotel Saranac a reality and a development on Lake Flower a reality.
The governor's most anticipated announcement will repair the Whiteface Mountain Veterans Memorial Highway. Opened in 1935, more than 28,000 vehicles travel the 8-mile-long road to the peak of the 4,867-foot mountain. But harsh weather, high winds, and ice have deteriorated the seasonal road. A priority project for the Regional Economic Development Council, regional officials had lobbied the governor for transportation funds.
It really is dangerous. I mean, the wall is literally down in some areas, and you're right on the side of the mountain there, the cliff. It is dangerous, and that's job one. Two, so much of what we're doing is about tourism, and that's a great tourist attraction. And three, that highway is a beautiful piece of history. That was FDR at his best. It should be in top flight shape. So safety, tourism, as a matter of legacy, the state will pay the full $12 million, and we're going to start the reconstruction this spring.
Wilmington Supervisor Randy Preston is relieved that the Whiteface Memorial Highway will soon be repaired.
For anyone who has not been up that mountain, you have no idea what you are missing. It is just a breathtaking view. It's a national treasure. That highway was dedicated to all the veterans in this country. And then also on top of it being the only handicapped accessible high peak in New York State. And I'm not even sure, you know, east of the Mississippi River, but that is truly, truly a engineering marvel. That $12 million is going to preserve a treasure for us and for everybody in this state for years and years to come.
The logistics of the highway's repairs have yet to be determined. About 70,000 people travel the Whiteface Memorial Highway annually. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.